Okay.
I have been very, very impressed with the activities over the media, the campaign that the media have waged over this Galamsey issue. And perhaps it is the first time that we are seeing such a collaborative effort from the media to focus on a particular issue. And I think that it is so because the issue at hand is one that has very, very serious consequences for our country at the moment and also in the future. But I can understand when this is coming from the Chinese government, because the Chinese government's representation in Ghana, because the Chinese government is not used to a very vibrant, free, pluralistic media environment as we have here in Ghana. So when the statement says that the government should guide the media, I can understand where they are coming from, because in China, that is what happened. Chinese Communist Party has all manner of mechanisms that ensures that the media remains oppressed. Journalists who are defiant are arrested, arbitrarily detained, and so on. And as of last year, for example, close to 60 journalists were behind bars. So I can understand their frustration when a government is looking on for the media to do the work that they have to do, which is to educate the people, to set the agenda, to inform the people about issues that affect them directly. And indeed, you know, put pressure on the duty bearers to act. And as I said, I think this is what we expect from the media. Those of us who are fighting for press freedom, we don't fight for press freedom for the sake of press freedom. We fight for press freedom because a freer media contributes to national development. And that is exactly what we are seeing in Ghana today.
But is it not possible for the Ghanaian media to go ahead with their work against Galamsey without, for instance, using cartoons?
When we talk about media, and if you look at the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, where Article 19 talks about freedom of opinion and freedom of expression, it talks about using all channels, using all types of media without regard to frontiers and so on and so forth. So if people decide the way they want to express themselves, the way they feel they can better express themselves is through cartoons, why not? Others may choose to write, others may choose to speak, others may choose to use other forms of visual. And so I don't see why a cartoon should be a big deal. Indeed, if the depiction was such that, you know, it ridiculed them or it insults them and so on, that would have been an issue. And it is not just the Chinese authorities who were involved or who have been cartooned based on the cartoon that I've seen. I've noticed that it also involves our president. And this is Ghana. Of course, Ghana cannot be an extension of China, and therefore Chinese law and Chinese media oppression cannot be something that we will tolerate here. And I believe that they need to be reminded that they are in a country that allows for freedom of expression, that tolerates dissent, that allows for people to express their opinion, and that is how we build on democracy. Whereas, that is something that we need to remind them about.
From where you sit and the lenses that you put on, you see the sense that the Chinese government is not comfortable with the effort by the coalition of media against Galamsey and the uncompromising stand taken by government on the menace?
Well, I don't know about an uncompromising stance by the government yet. I've heard government officials saying that they support the media campaign, and I've said that if government is supporting the media campaign, for who to act? What the media needs is not the support of the government, but an action by the government.
Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Abraima, former Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Inusa Fuseni, said per the Ghanaian law, foreigners cannot engage in small-scale mining. Therefore, the fight against Galamsey is not targeting only the Chinese.
The fight against illegal mining on the small-scale sector has not been a fight against the Chinese. Has been a fight against non-Ghanaians. The law is quite clear on who is otherwise entitled to mine on a small scale in Ghana. It reserves the small-scale mining exclusively to Ghanaians. When I was at the ministry, and any time I have opportunity like I have now to talk about illegalities in the small-scale mining sector, I prefer to say that non-Ghanaians working in the small-scale sector are not welcomed over there. It's just by sheer coincidence that the number of people who are otherwise not Ghanaians who are working in the small-scale sector appears to be populated by Chinese. And that is why we are all talking about the Chinese. Any other person who is a non-Ghanaian is not otherwise entitled to do small-scale mining in Ghana.